Nos atiende Joy Totam. Ella es autora y editora de opinión del New York Times. Ella fue editora de Al Jazeera América. Estuvo también en la revista Time. Pero ha cubierto información del conflicto, el conflicto de Kashmir en la India, la guerra civil de Sri Lanka. Tiene historias muy premiadas, los ataques terroristas de Mumbai. Ella nació en India, aunque estudió en Yale y en Columbia. Hoy vive en Nueva York y tiene una apasionante historia, el libro de las hermanas de Mocama, Sisters of Mocama. Hace poco comentamos un avance del New York Times en la página editorial. Cómo 6 monjas de la India llegaron para abrir un hospital y terminaron cambiando un país. 6 monjas que llegaron a la India. Y esa es la primera pregunta, Ana. ¿Por qué estas monjas, allá en 1947, después de la guerra, decidieron desde Kentucky irse para la India? ¿Por qué?
Good morning, Ms. Totam. Thank you very much for your time. And we have been delighted by the New York Times has an article about your book, but the story of your book. And wish to begin by asking you, these 6 nuns, why did they decide to leave to India to, you know, to build this hospital? How did they end up deciding we're going to go ahead and go to India?
It's really a remarkable story why they went, and there are many reasons, not only because of their religious beliefs. When I really started to look into the story of these women and I read their letters to their families, I spoke to one of them. I was lucky enough to speak to her before she passed away. They all talked about this sense of adventure, of wanting to see the world outside Kentucky. I mean, this was a very particular moment in American history when World War II had just ended. You know, there were many women who had left their homes, done things they never imagined before, worked in factories, gone overseas to work as nurses. And these women, you know, although they were nuns, they were religious women, they had that same urge as well, and they desperately wanted to see what they could do in other parts of the world. And when they had this opportunity, there was a tremendous need in India at that time, and a group of priests asked them to come help with this hospital. They just decided, yes, we'll go for it. We want to do this. And it was amazing because when they left, they were told, okay, go see your families. You have 3 weeks to say goodbye, and you probably will never see them again. And that's basically the what they had to accept before they went, but they were ready. It was an amazing thing that they did.
Es una historia sobresaliente de por qué estas mujeres decidieron irse a la India. Fueron muchas razones, pero no fue solo por creencias religiosas. Nos dice que cuando comenzó a explorar la historia de esas monjas, habló con una de ellas antes de morir y ella relataba puntualmente ese sentido de aventura, de ver el mundo por fuera de Kentucky después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial. Pues acaba de terminar y todas las mujeres tenían ese sentido de explorar nuevas aventuras, estaban trabajando como enfermeras en diferentes fábricas y aunque estas mujeres eran religiosas, tenían también ese afán de ver lo que podían hacer por fuera de los Estados Unidos, en otras partes del mundo, y cuando el cura en la India les propuso ayudar en este hospital, ellas aceptaron precisamente por este sentido de aventura y esta sed de mirar lo que estaba pasando en otras partes del mundo. Así que cuando les pidieron que se fueran a la India, les dijeron que tenían 3 semanas para despedirse de sus familias y tal vez no las volvieran a ver, así que ellas aceptaron a pasar de esto y fue una total aventura.
Ahora, cuando dice que por cuenta de estas monjas cambió la India, ¿a qué se refiere? ¿Qué fue el cambio que ellas lograron?
But now, when you refer to these nuns as changing India, what change are you referring to? What change were these nuns able to do in India?
Mm-hmm. Well, there were 2 ways in which they really had an impact over the long term. Now, again, of course, they were running one hospital in one small town in India, but the example of what they did really has lasted throughout the decades. So the first thing that they did is really they were providing healthcare, basic healthcare, in a place where there was essentially no hospital at all for tens of thousands of people. I mean, one of the things that I found in my research is that at the end of World War II, there was a big health survey done of India, and there were so few doctors and nurses. I mean, not nearly enough to treat the severity of disease that there was. In fact, there were only as many nurses in all of India as there were in the city of London at that time. So you can imagine what the need was. And what they managed to do in just within 2 years is they set up a basic hospital. They started with no electricity, no running water, no medicines of any kind. They brought all the medicine with them. They had their own skills. They worked basically around the clock, and within 2 years, they had set up a hospital. It was had about 60 beds. It was full to overflowing. They were treating women in childbirth, infectious diseases. I mean, all the basic health needs of that population. People would come from miles around, walking there on pony carts, because finally they heard there was a hospital. So it was really remarkable what they were able to do in just 2 years. And the hospital was self-sufficient as well. But more than that, and I think this is the really lasting story of the book, is that when they started a nursing school, you know, they just desperately needed nurses. There were very, very few nurses. What they did is they offered a way for women who had grown up who were growing up in an incredibly patriarchal society to be financially independent, to learn a skill, to leave home, to study, to work, and live on their own. And that was something that very, very few women in India were able to do at that time. And that's something that has really lasted. And in fact, it's part of why I'm here today, because my mother is one of the women who studied nursing, and it's because she was able to leave her village and do that, that she gained the skill that eventually brought her to the United States, and here I am.
Bueno, nos dice que hay dos formas o dos impactos importantes que tuvo la llegada de estas monjas a la India. Si bien era un hospital bastante pequeño, en un pueblo muy pequeño de la India, el ejemplo de estas mujeres, de estas monjas, trascendió en el tiempo. Nos decía que ellas llegaron a este lugar donde no habían hospitales para cientos de personas, y nos dice que pues después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial se hicieron encuestas de la situación de salud en India, y habían muy pocos doctores, muy pocas enfermeras para atender las necesidades y las enfermedades de las personas después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial. Había en toda la India el mismo número de enfermeras, por ejemplo, que había en Londres. Entonces la situación era bastante dramática en cuanto al sistema de salud. Y en 2 años esas mujeres lograron armar y construir este hospital, que al inicio no tenía electricidad, no tenía medicina, no tenía agua. Ellas trabajaban bajo presión porque, por supuesto, el personal era limitado, y luego de un momento a otro estaban ya llegando muchas personas a este hospital, atendiendo diferentes enfermedades, dando atención y asistencia a la población. Venían incluso de lugares aledaños porque escuchaban que por fin había un hospital. Entonces esto es bastante destacable, y esta es una de las razones por lo que es muy importante lo que hicieron. Pero más allá de eso, y lo más importante, es que comenzaron la escuela de enfermeras. Necesitaban, por supuesto, personal enfermeras, y pues le ofrecieron a estas mujeres que crecían en una sociedad patriarcal ser independientes, estudiar algo, poder vivir de sus propios ingresos, y eso fue lo que, más allá del hospital que crearon estas mujeres, fue el legado que dejaron. Y nos cuenta, por ejemplo, que su mamá se vio beneficiada por este estudio, y eso fue un logro que la permitió posteriormente ir a los Estados Unidos, y por eso ella, nuestra invitada ahora, está ahí y nos habla desde ese país.
Ella desde niña escuchaba precisamente las historias de parte de su madre acerca de estas hermanas, y su investigación llevó unos 20 años para este libro. ¿Qué le contaba, aparte de la investigación que ella hizo, qué pudo agregar ella a este libro? ¿Qué le contaba su mamá acerca de lo que era el diario de estas hermanas?
What other details was your mother able to share about the diaries of these nuns? What other stories? What other stories? What other details were you able to get about these nuns?
Mm-hmm. So when I started researching this book, of course, I started with my mother. I asked her what she remembered of the book, of the hospital and studying there. But, you know, she was only 15 when she left home to study with these nurses. She was really, she was still a child. She's the same age that my daughter is now. So what she remembers is they were her teachers. You know, she remembers what it was like to study there, how hard it was, how strict they were. But for me to really find out what had happened and why these women went there and what they went through, I had to dig much deeper. So what I did is I spent months convincing this order of nuns to open up their archives to me. And it took a long time because, you know, they've all taken a vow of modesty where they're very reluctant to talk about their own accomplishments. But eventually I persuaded them that, you know, this history, this women's history, was so important and significant. And if someone didn't tell the story, it risked being lost to history forever. So eventually they did allow me to have access to all the records of what happened. And there's incredible detail about the people they met, the kinds of diseases, the subtle tension between the hospital and the rich landowners of the place, which, you know, something they often didn't like to talk about, but they had to endure that for a long time. I mean, these were women who were serving the poor and treating everyone the same. And as you can imagine, the people who were in power at that time, they really didn't like that. This was sort of a threat to the established order. So that's something that they had to deal with quite regularly. But then beyond the records of the order itself, I really wanted to hear about the personal stories of these women. So I tracked down the families of just about all the original six nuns who had gone there, as well as their first surgeon. And what I found was both the families were so wonderful. They gave me photographs. Two of them had kept for decades hundreds and hundreds of letters that these women had written home to their families, to their parents and their sisters, telling them day by day what had happened. And that was also just an incredible record of what it was like to live in India at that time, what it was like to be a nun at that time. I mean, this is a hidden world that many of us really have no way of knowing about. And it was just wonderful to see how passionate they were about their work.
I'm sorry, let me translate that really quickly.
How passionate they were about India and its struggles. I mean, every single one of them, the first thing they did was to learn Hindi, and they struggled with that. But they worked really hard to try to become part of the community. And then they were women, you know, they struggled with just trying to figure out their place in the world. The surgeon in particular went through a long personal struggle to reconcile her calling as a surgeon with her calling as a nun. And that was something that she had to resolve.
Well, Yati, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure talking to you about this story. Bueno, nos dice que estos otros detalles de las monjas las consiguió, por supuesto, con la investigación y la información que consiguió de su madre, porque su madre apenas tenía 15 años. Los detalles que le podía dar su madre eran muy limitados, porque pues 15 años es muy pequeña, es la edad que tiene su hija ahora mismo. Entonces solo podía decir lo que recordaba del hospital, de las monjas, de lo que le pudieron, enseñar en ese momento. Decía que eran muy estrictas y recuerda pues sus estudios allí. Pero para poder ahondar en esa historia necesitaba mucho más datos, mucha más investigación, y por eso decidió convencer a este grupo, esta orden de monjas, para abrirle los archivos y poder indagar mucho más en esta historia, porque las monjas no les gusta hablar mucho de sus logros, así que logró convencerlas diciéndoles que esta historia es muy importante, significativa, y que pues es muy importante que no se pierda esta historia en el mundo. Así que para que no se perdiera para siempre, le pudieron dar acceso a esta información, a lo que pasó, y pudo conocer cómo era la vida en la India en este momento. Y también nos dice que tuvo acceso a las familias de estas monjas, y allí ellos tenían cartas que le habían escrito, y eso daba un retrato muy exacto de cómo era ser monja, cómo era vivir en la India, y era un mundo absolutamente oculto que pudo descubrir.